on this day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Friday the 17th of January. Let's find out what happened on this day. And by the way, Tamworth Country Music Festival kicks off today. Betty White, the American actress, 98 today.
Is there one thing out there that Betty White still wants to do?
Robert Redford.
She is amazing and obviously very funny.
She is so cool. James Earl Jones, the US actor, really needs no introduction, but he did voice Darth Vader.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
And Mufasa in The Lion King.
Sarabia and I didn't see you at the presentation of Simba.
Another legend. Ita Butros, the Australian journo, businesswoman and TV presenter, is 78 today. Mick Taylor, UK guitarist with the Rolling Stones for a bit there, he's 71. Steve L turns 65 today. The US singer-songwriter wrote this song.
You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
That's Copperhead Road, great song.
Paul Young, English singer, is 64. Susanna Hoffs, US vocalist and guitarist with the Bangles, is 61. Jim Carrey, the Canadian funny man, is 58. Michelle Obama, wife of former US President Barack Obama, is 56. Turning 55 today is Margaret Ehrlich. The New Zealand-born singer had some big hits in the 90s. US singer and muso Kid Rock is 49. Zoe Dashnell, the US actress, is 40. And Calvin Harris, Scottish singer, songwriter, producer and DJ, is 36.
And this guy made his comic strip debut on this day in 1929.
I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat the spinach, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yep, that's Popeye the Sailor Man.
Now everyone's eating spinach.
Such a trendsetter, Popeye.
John Lennon wrote the lyrics to this song in 1967.
I read the news today, oh boy.
That's one of my favourite Beatles songs, A Day in the Life. Great song. Blondie released her debut single. It was called Ex-Offender and it sounded like this. That on this day in 1976.
In 1978, Simple Minds gave their first concert at Glasgow Satellite City Club.
And 42 years later, they're going to be touring Australia in November.
And in the year 2000, Sea Life, formerly Underwater World, opened in Melbourne.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day, Friday, the 17th of January.